This is a Sichuan News Update. The call for better cardiac care in Nanaimo may soon be answered, as the Nanaimo Regional Hospital District Board has voted to fully fund a catheterization lab in Nanaimo. The need for a catheterization lab, or cath lab, in Nanaimo has been a major point of conversation in the city, and local politicians in the Mid-Island area are tired of waiting for the government of BC to finally listen. At a Nanaimo Regional Hospital District Board meeting on Tuesday, December 9th, board members voted all in favor of using $50 million to fund 100% of a cardiac care lab project. Nanaimo City Councilor and Chair of the NRHD, Janice Perino, told CHY's Joe Pugh that better cardiac care is something they have been pushing for several years.
And one of the pieces of the tertiary program that we're lacking, which is one of the more important ones, which is the cardiac catheterization lab or surgical suites. And so what we've tried to do throughout this past year is help the government to see their way clear to giving us the project for the hospital expansion, including the cath lab.
When a hospital is planning a major capital project, the provincial government would be responsible for 60% of the cost, while the remaining 40% would be paid for through regional district hospital taxes. Major capital projects would include a catheterization lab or a new patient tower that the hospital board is also saving funds for.
We know the government is struggling to help to finance these big projects, and we know we need these big projects. So what we're saying is we need it. We know you want to help, but there's only so much that you, the province, can do. So let us help you by doing the business plan, because that's going to take a minimum of 6 to 12 months to do in itself. And, you know, we can pay for that up front, get it done. And then should the first phase be the cath lab, we would in fact pay for that.
Perino says that this motion would mean that if the province approves the major upgrade project for the hospital, the NRHD is prepared to pay 100% of the cath lab up front.
And so what that means is that out of the 40%, we're not going to pay extra. We're going to pay our portion, but we would pay up front for the cath lab to be completed. Because if it's the first phase of the hospital expansion, it's a much smaller phase, could be done much sooner.
The board also voted to move $50 million into the NRHD capital plan for the cath lab project. Perino says that while they'll be moving the $50 million, it is still unclear how much the project would cost.
But it doesn't matter if the cath is $30 million or $80 million or $100 million, we'll be able to pay for it. We've just tucked over $50 million now into this other account, so that's not a problem. But we actually have $100 million saved so far to cover off our 40% of the entire hospital expansion project, as well as the cath lab.
Donna Hayes, chairperson of the Fair Care Alliance, told CHY she was pleased that the hospital board recognizes the immediate need for better care in Nanaimo. The Fair Care Alliance has been advocating for a new catheterization lab at the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital for several years now.
Because the standard of care in Canada is that between a major heart attack and time to needle is 90 minutes. And currently we do not meet that standard of care. And we are the largest population in Canada that does not meet that standard of care. That's why we believe the cath lab is the next major piece of infrastructure that needs to be invested in on the tertiary campus that is Nanaimo Regional General Hospital.
Currently, the only two cath labs on Vancouver Island are in Victoria, with zero servicing the North and Mid-Island region. Most patients at any hospital north of the Malahat who experience a heart attack need to be transferred to a cath lab for care. The North and Mid-Island region make up about 51% of the total population on the island. The Nanaimo Regional General Hospital is one of three tertiary hospitals on Vancouver Island. The other two are in Victoria. Currently, the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital only offers one tertiary program at the hospital for kidney care.
And we are a designated tertiary center. And our hospital was built in 1962. So we are in desperate need of new infrastructure. We are over capacity every single day. We are the busiest emergency room on Vancouver Island.
Hayes said that while they are also advocating for a new patient tower, a new cath lab should take priority.
We're the oldest population in Canada. The number one killer of Canadians is heart disease. This is critical. We need this infrastructure and we need it now. We can't afford to wait until the province has their 60% of funding.
Hayes says she applauds the hospital board for stepping up, as being one step closer to a cath lab means one step closer to saving more lives. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.